Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, October 15th, 2021. I'm Rich Strappolino. HTC opened pre-orders for the Vive Flow, a $499 entertainment-focused VR headset. The standalone headset offers two 1.6K per eye displays with a 75Hz refresh rate and a 100-degree field of view. It supports inside-out motion tracking, with hand tracking coming with a future update. There's no controller, rather users pair an Android phone to use as a control pad. It runs on a Qualcomm XR1 chipset and weighs 189 grams, less than half of the Oculus Quest 2. It ships in November. Tesla launched an auto insurance product in Texas that uses real-time driving behavior that it will use to evaluate your premium based on your actual driving. The same safety score used in the company's full self-driving driver assistance beta will be the main factor used to determine premiums. Tesla already offers an insurance product in California, but it does not use real-time driving data. Nintendo will launch its Nintendo Switch Online Plus Expansion Pack subscription tier on October 25th, which will include access to Nintendo 64 and Sega Genesis titles, as well as new paid Animal Crossing New Horizons Happy Home Paradise DLC. This will cost $49.99 a year for individuals or $79.99 for families. Nintendo is also releasing wireless Nintendo 64 and Genesis controllers to play these titles for $49.99 each, although they won't be required to play the retro titles. Apple removed the popular Quran app Quran Majid from the App Store in China. According to a notice sent to the app's developer, it was removed because it includes content that is illegal. It's unclear what content this is referring to. The Chinese Communist Party officially recognizes Islam as a religion in the country. Microsoft announced it'll shut down the version of LinkedIn it operates in China. In a statement, LinkedIn said it was facing a significantly more challenging operating environment and greater compliance requirements in China. Recent screenshots of Android apps running on Windows 11 indicate multi-instance support, able to run different instances of the same app side by side. It's unclear what limitations the feature would have, or if apps would need to be updated to support multiple instances. These were first spotted on the Chinese social network Bilibili, but were subsequently taken down. Spotify has opened up CarThing to the U.S. CarThing is an $80 music and podcast player for vehicles which Spotify originally rolled out as an invite-only basis and only charged users for shipping during the test phase. If you were in the CarThing waitlist, you get first dibs on the device, though it's still in limited release for now. CarThing requires a premium subscription and a smartphone for connectivity. Tinder added a plus one option to its app, letting users indicate they either need a date for a wedding or are willing to be one. The new feature lives in Tinder's recently launched Explore section, which offers ways to discover matches based on shared interests. To celebrate its 25th anniversary, Alienware announced an update to its Aurora gaming desktop line with the Legend 2.0 chassis. This toolless design offers 50% more internal volume than the Aurora R12 with roughly the same external footprint. Alienware claims improved airflow allows for up to it being 16% quieter at idle and 9% quieter while gaming. Pricing and availability were not announced. Google began rolling out an update to mobile search in the US to no longer show a See More prompt to view more search results. Google will now automatically load the next page of results to let users continuously scroll. This update will be coming to the Google app on iOS and Android, as well as mobile browser search. Apple silently fixed a game zero-day vulnerability in iOS 15.0.2 on Monday. Apple addressed the bug, but didn't acknowledge or credit software developer Denis Tokarev for the discovery, even though he reported the flaw 7 months before iOS 15.0.2 was released. Back in July, Apple also silently patched an Analytics D zero-day flaw in iOS 14.7 without crediting Tokarev in a security advisory, but at the time promised to acknowledge his report in security advisories for an upcoming update. WhatsApp began rolling out end-to-end encrypted chat backups on iOS and Android. Users will be able to set a password or 64-digit encryption key before backups are uploaded to iCloud or Google Drive. Clubhouse added a music mode, providing a set of tools to optimize sound quality and directly connect to audio devices for live performances in the app. The feature will roll out first to iOS before coming to Android. And finally, Sony announced a partnership with the Chinese smartphone OEM Meizu to provide better localized services on the Xperia 1 III flagship phone in China. Following a software update expected later this month, Chinese users will be able to download Meizu's Flame App Store, as well as Meizu's news, email, and weather apps. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at technewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.